Hi, this is Mistress Olivia with what I think is a shocking view on orgasm denial and chastity. There are many ways to experience orgasm denial. I like to learn, and I love learning from you. I often share these insights on my blog, experiencedmistress.com. Just when I think I know something, someone comes along and gives a different perspective that's fun and very sexy. I write a fair amount about being in chastity. I also make no secret that I am a mistress who loves tease and denial. Each time I write a chastity post, a post about being locked in chastity, a loyal blog commenter, Tease Toy, will point out that there's a different view on these tease and denial games. So I ask him about his view on cock control and teasing. Here's part of what he said. People talk about being in a chastity device as being the ultimate as far as giving up control of your cock. But in a world where multiple women exist, that just isn't the case. You see, a denied cock, free from any physical restraint, is vulnerable to any woman that may want to take advantage of it. And when that cock is kept in a heightened state of frustrated arousal, the male is only too aware of the power any attractive woman has over his body. Just the sight of, say, a long, stocking-clad leg, the jiggle of a full pair of breasts, a tight pair of jeans, leggings stretched over a curvy ass, or the unmistakable click of stilettos on a hard floor, etc. There are numerous things that will cause the start of that oh-so-familiar swelling between his legs. The key thing here is he's not in control of that swelling. She is, although she might not be aware of it just yet. But without the physical restraint of a chastity belt, there will soon be a very noticeable bulge in his pants. His body is involuntarily betraying his innermost thoughts and desires directly to her. Tease Toy is right. A sexy woman is always in control. Oh, you're squirming right now, aren't you? I love this so much. What do you do when you have that bulge that betrays your arousal? I think you should give me a call. 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Olivia.